Translation: Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. No one is greater or equal to Sri Krishna, yet he appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, Kaviraj Goswami gives an accurate description of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by stating that although no one is equal to or greater than him, he is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure. He nevertheless appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda Mai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurulmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpataribhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying Krishna here as the reservoir of all pleasure. His name is Ram, which means the reservoir of all pleasure. All types of pleasures, actually everything, originates from Krishna. So pleasure also originates from him. And why is this very important? Because we are all looking for pleasure. Every living entity is looking for pleasure. From the insects in the ground, the birds in the air, the beasts and animals on the ground, as well as the human beings. And that ultimate pleasure comes from Krishna and is in him in full. Like that. And then he explains that his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. Yeah? No one, he further clarifies it, saying no one is greater than or equal to Sri Krishna. Yet he appears as the son of Nand Maharaj. So, actually, you know, even in Bhagavad Gita, text 7 of the 7th chapter also says the same thing. Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre mani ganaiva. So he says that, O Arjuna, O winner of wealth, there is no truth superior to, equal to me or superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Like that. So Krishna is clarifying his position that he is above all, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that. So let's see how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how no one is equal to him or greater than him. And yet, you know, by his own mercy, how he manifests his greatness. So, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Nirta Tarshe Rupagya Manat Bhava Sada Charotra Manobhiramat Ka Uttama Shloka Gunanu Vadat Puman Virajeta Vinapashugnat. That descriptions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are carried on in the disciplic succession. Such descriptions, you know, are glorifying him. They are the medicine in this age for the afflicted condition of the conditioned souls. We are all troubled by, you know, adi bhautik, adhyatmik, adi daivik kleshas. And Maya doesn't leave us alone because we are not yet capable of taking care of ourselves responsibly, you know, taking shelter of spiritual life. And so Maya is always there behind us and she troubles us. So this description of the Lord, it is the medicine, you know, for this age. And one who, You know, who can therefore cease glorifying the Lord except, it says, if he is an animal killer or one who is killing his own self, Atma Atyara. So, if we don't want to be killers of our soul and if we want to be, you know, don't want to be animals, then the verse says, then we have to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is the medicine for all our afflictions. So let us glorify the Lord. So Krishna's, if you see anything, you know, his glorification, no one is equal to him or above him. How is that? If you take time, for example, then Krishna says, Janmadasya yataha ahameva asanagre. Since time immemorial, Krishna says, when no one was there, I was there. He literally says, I was sitting on the throne. Ahameva asanagre. So he was there before anyone. And he created everyone. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava savan mitya. Everything in the spiritual and material, it originates from Krishna. So he is the origin of everything. Origin of time itself. You know, in his abode, time is absent. You know, conspicuous by its absence. So he is the originator of time itself. And who else can claim that? No one else can claim that. Of course, the insects, birds, bees, beasts, they don't have the intelligence, so they can't claim that. They are busy doing their own, eating, drinking, sleeping, mating, defending. The human beings in the material world, in all the 14 planetary systems, even though they may be, you know, in the land of Lord Brahma, being intelligence, you know, being very high in intelligence, or in the Janalok, Tapalok, you know, all other lokas where they have superior faculties of intelligence, even they don't understand him. Yeah. So, while some of them are yogis, they can't compete with Krishna. Krishna is Yogeshwar. He is a master of all mystics as well. So he can befool them. So even Lord Brahma, as I will later on, you know, explain through the pastime, you know, he fails to match up to the Lord, and even Lord Shiva. And these two are considered quite great simply because Lord Brahma is the originator of this material world, empowered, of course, by an expansion of Krishna, Lord Vishnu. So, and Lord Shiva, of course, he, although he is powerful, he is also in the same position, as we'll discuss later. So, Krishna, in time, Krishna is like, he is adi, beginningless and endless. Nityo nityanam chetana chetanana eko jo bahunam nividadati kaman. So we share this. Spiritually, we are same as Krishna, of the same quality as Krishna. So we are chetan, which means we are spirit. Krishna is also supreme spirit. So the quality is the same. Quantity, of course, is not the same. We are very tiny part of Krishna, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. And Krishna is, of course, trillions and trillions of 1,000, 10,000 parts of the tips of the hair emanate from him. And still he remains the same, complete in himself. Like that. He doesn't reduce, but he is always increasing in his potencies, in his powers, in everything, in all faculties, like that. So, and he is endless. Sorry, I failed to explain. Nityo nitanam. Nityo nitanam. We are eternal. He is also eternal. We are situated eternally, but right now our position is we have taken on a material body which has to be given up every whatever it is, 60, 80, 100 years, in 100 years. But Krishna has a spiritual body. So therefore he is in all cognizance, always eternally cognizant of everything. He lives like that. And ekocha bhavanam vidadati kaman. That here the difference is clearly stated. Okay, you might say, oh, we are spiritually the same in quality and we are also eternal like Krishna. Then what is the difference? So the difference is that Eko jo bahunam vidadati kaman. We are all dependent, no matter who we are. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the demigods, us, we are all dependent on him. Why? Because he, the single one, is maintaining everyone. He is providing for everyone. Like that. No matter what we see or don't see, everything is produced by Krishna, maintained by him, and will ultimately be destroyed by him. So he is the supreme controller, as it is said in the verse. Like that. And then if you see Lord Krishna's name, especially in this age, it is very important because it is the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name, either in a japa or in congregation. It is very important. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wrote the 8 verses of the Sikshastakam, he glorifies the holy name and its qualities. That everything is in the holy name. You know, it is meant, you know, to purify, it has subtle powers to purify us of Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Yeah? We are all burning in this fire of material existence. And then what happens? The spiritual master, he pours the rain and he gives us also the holy name, which purifies us of this burning lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride, madness. You know, so Shreya Kairava Chandrika, as cooling as the moon, we are burning, and then at night the soothing rays of the moon cools us. It is very pleasant. So that is the holy name, is like that. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaram Vidyavadu Jivanam. It gives knowledge. Yeah? It has the potency to give Jivanam, it gives life. Yeah? We see why devotees who are following the morning program and everything, they all seem more enthusiastic than those who don't. So it gives life, you know, like that. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. We are all looking for pleasure. It increases pleasure and intelligence. So then the second verse, he says that all the benedictions are there in the holy name, you know. So we are all looking for benedictions. Because we are all suffering, we are looking for shelter and things. And all that is available in the holy name. In chanting that holy name, either alone or in congregation, then we access these benedictions like that. So then, you know, the other verses also glorify. I won't take much time on that because I have to cover a lot. So, Krishna's name, his forms, yeah? Krishna's forms. So, we know, we see the sweet form of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, you know, how beautiful, and we admire it. And that is the twofold form. But then Krishna has millions of, you know, millions and trillions, as many as the waves in the ocean, it is written. You know, his expansions, incarnations, and his part and parcels. And what to speak of those? We are bewildered by even Krishna's material forms. You know, expansions of, you know, like the part and parcels of Krishna. By the material forms, we are bewildered. And that form is there, the material form. Prabhupada explained, it is supported because the spirit soul, as long as it is in the body, the material form looks lively, looks beautiful. You know, like that. But without the soul, it's dead. It's always dead, the material form. But we are even bewildered by that. So behind that, we should know is Krishna's form. The beauty of this material world, which we are mesmerized by the waterfalls, the scenic beauty of various mountains, rivers, streams, green lands, you know, and the wonders of this world, you know. Krishna says, you are all bewildered by this splendor. But all that comes from but a spark of my splendor. So we can know how beautiful Krishna's form must be. That he creates such forms even in matter. You know, which seemingly is lifeless. Yeah, the stones, the mountains and everything. Seemingly lifeless but so beautiful because of Krishna's being there. like that. And then Krishna, for those, you know, who need, Krishna also shows the Virat Rupa, you know, and, you know, just to terrorize, you know, people like Duryodhan, who doesn't understand his position. Then Krishna shows his form, not as the Virat Rupa, but how big and great he is, because Duryodhan wanted to catch Krishna. And Krishna then, you know, had this form where Duryodhan saw it but didn't still learn from it. So Krishna has these various forms. He comes as Kurma Dev. He comes as Varaha Dev, you know, but all transcendental and beautiful. Even as these, Matsya Avatar and all that, he still retains his beauty, his spiritual nature, you know. And then, of course, Lord Narasimha Dev, Lord Ram, and all that, he comes as that. And, you know, the sages of Dandakaranya, we know, they were mesmerized by Lord Ram's beauty. And even though they didn't express it, the Lord knew their intention. And he explained to them that in this life, unfortunately, because I have taken the Ekpatni Vrat, I won't be able to satisfy your desires. But when I come in Dwapar Yuga as Krishna, I will please you all and satisfy you. So they all came as the gopis. So Krishna's form is that enchanting. And he comes in various forms according to how the devotees want to see him. Like that. Names, forms, his pastimes. Through his pastimes, you know, Leela Madhurya, it is one of the his four things that are distinct. Venu Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, and Bhakta Sangha Madhurya. He always is with his devotees like that. So of that Rupa Madhurya, you know, his enchanting beauty, which attracts even millions of Cupid. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. He attracts millions of Cupids. Endless beauty, like that. Names, forms. Pastimes, we were there. So his pastimes are also beautiful. No one can, you know, compete with Krishna's names. As Prabhupada mentions that John Smith, if we chant John Smith or Coca-Cola, you know, there would be no pleasure. We would give it up. But Krishna's name, if we chant persistently, you know, not only does the taste of the tongue change, the, you know, different limbs of the body change, but the whole life changes. What must be the potency? Why? Because Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sangir. It comes from the spiritual world. Like that. So, no one else's name or nothing else, you know, in any name can compete with that. No one is equal to. No name is equal to or greater than that. Yeah? No form is greater. Of course, in the material world, everyone has a spirit, has a material form and is fallible. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. But in the spiritual world, everyone is in their spiritual forms. But even in that form, Krishna's form is greater. Yeah? So, like that. Then in Leela. In Leela, I would like to especially, you know, touching upon Krishna's, you know, no one being equal to him or greater than him. Then we going to Krishna's Leela, here it is mentioned he is born as son of Nanda Maharaj. So, Brajesha, Braja Isha Tanaya. What a beautiful name. He, king of Braja, Braja Isha, and son of the child of the king of Braja. So he is born little as Lord Vishnu first in form, armed form to Devaki, you know. And then she says quickly, oh Lord, you know, Kamsa will kill you. Come back to your two-armed form. So then he changes to his two-armed form, the Lord, out of his causeless mercy. Even though he knows no one can touch him or nothing can happen to him. But Devaki, playing the part of the mother, you know, is concerned for the child. And then we can see how the Lord, you know, is carried as soon as he is born and carried by Vasudev, who is told to take him to Gokul. And immediately, as soon as Vasudev follows the instruction, immediately, you know, all the shackles open up. The Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanumanji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. So as soon as, you know, Vasudev follows the instruction, then the shackles open, the doors of the prison open, and he carries him the rivers of the Yamuna part. Anantadev comes, he wants to always eager to serve Lord Sri Krishna as a in any form, in everything he can. So he becomes a huge snake, protects Lord Krishna from the rain by covering the basket like that. And then when he comes finally, you know, as a small child of Yashoda and Nand Maharaj, then, you know, in a few days time, Nanda comes a sense Putana, whom he kills. Yeah. So we can see that Putana, it is described then when she is killed, she falls down and she's 12 miles, you know, her body is 12 miles in length. And that Putana, and Krishna is in just a few days old, you know. She is not equal to him, nor is greater than him. Even though she looks, you know, equal to him or greater than him, like that. So Lord kills us by sucking out, you know, the poison as well as milk from her. And that is the greatness of Krishna, that even the demons he kills, he liberates them. He gives them a great position. Because he sees the intention. He sees the good intention with which they have come. That even though she has come poisoning her breast to kill him, but there was something, the form in which she came was to feed him milk. So Krishna takes that good thing and then helps to liberate her and gives her the position of a nurse. So it is not only Krishna's actions, but his intentions are also no one is equal to or greater than. You know, we call each other friends, devotees. Yes, Prabhu, I would like to serve you. You know, I'm your servant. But as soon as that Prabhu is chanting better than us, doing better than service than us, then we forget that and we are envious of that Prabhu. And then we even plan how to put him down. But then Krishna, he is not like that. Even though, you know, he gives the demon the parts to play, to defeat him and all that, you know, initially. He takes years. Sometimes like Varaha form, you know, Hiranyaksha. He fought the Lord for 1,000 years, you know. And sometimes the Lord, you know, he played the role of the loser in that battle. And, you know, he glorified Hiranyaksha. But the Lord in any form, even as the loser, he is the winner. And he keeps his intention of doing the best because everyone is his child, he says. You know, even in the demon form, his intention is to purify and glorify his devotee and to give him the best position that he can to make his advancement in any form to the point of Swarup Siddhi, his eternal position in which he serves Krishna eternally, giving Krishna pleasure. So Krishna is waiting, you know, whether one is demon in demoniac form, animal form or whatever form. He's just waiting there. And he helps out wherever possible, wherever we allow him, you know, like that. So then Krishna kills all these demons like that, Putana, Shakatasur, you know, Trinavarta, yeah. And ultimately one day, you know, when Krishna, it is Lord Balaram's appearance day, so Mother Rohini keeps him at home. She says, Balaram, I have to keep you at home because today you have to perform austerities. You have to give in charity to the brahmanas, beg mercy from them, like that. So Balaram is kept at home and Krishna goes out with his friends and he they come to a place where Agasura, sent by Kamsa, is sitting there with his mouth open, you know, and eyes closed, you know, waiting to gobble up Krishna and his cowherd boys. And they then, Krishna's cowboys, of course, you know, think this is wonderful, enter Gasura's mouth, but he is still waiting for Krishna. Krishna enters it, and then Agasura closes, thinking, I've had him all, and like a python, I'll go and circle around a tree, you know, breaking their bones, and then they'll die in there. You know. So, then Krishna expands like anything, until Agasura's material form can't contain Krishna. And he's broken like a rubber doll. You know. And Krishna releases all his friends. And then they, you know, it is written that cool breezes are blowing, you know. The river of the Yamuna is making sounds, you know, as the water is gushing forth through the river, you know. The bees are humming, and the beautiful land of Vrindavan is beautified by the sun, the weather conditions, the air, the breeze flowing. And after killing the demons, Krishna, you know, as is his pastime, he always has lunch with the cowherd boys, and they are sitting there after finding a nice place. And then as they are enjoying, you know, Krishna exchanging each other's prasad given, you know. Also, Krishna eats, and then, you know, he gives it to others, and they eat that, and they are eating their prasadam, and then they give it to Krishna to eat, and then he eats what they have eaten, you know. So, while this is going on then, Lord Brahma is watching all this, and he's thinking that, how is this? You know, I've heard that this small boy is a Yajna Purush. He's the Supreme Person. How can it be? You know, I don't think so. Let me test him. So Brahma then, through his yogic powers, he entices the cows away, showing them green pastures, as Maya attracts us away from Krishna and away from our spiritual sound vibrations, spiritual, you know, thoughts, words, activities, you know. So Lord Brahma attracts those animals away into the jungle, and the cowherd boys notice, oh, Krishna, you know, where are the cows? They have gone. And here's another aspect. No one can equal Krishna in this, you know. He's always the first to sacrifice. Even though he's Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, he is, you know, the enjoyer and beneficiary of all sacrifices, the supreme lord of all that be. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, friendly friend to all living entities. Yeah? That person, he leaves his own lunch and he says, no, don't worry. I'll go and look for the cows. You just enjoy here, eating your lunch. So we can see that this is another aspect of Krishna, you know, where he is greatest, where no one can equal him or be greater. That he's, of all the pastimes that he enjoys, the greatest one he enjoys is being a Bhakta Vatsal, to serve his devotees, to provide them with pleasure. Like that. So he says, I will go. And he goes. And then, you know, of course, he goes there, and after a certain time, you know, the best way to look for cows is to see the hoof prints. But he sees after a certain point of time, the hoof prints are not there. And then he thinks, oh, let me go back and tell my cowherd friends that this is what has happened. They have disappeared. And then when he comes back, the cowherd friends have disappeared. And then he realizes that Lord Brahma has taken them. And then, of course, you know, he creates, you see, another potency. Who can do this? Yeah? Even Lord Brahma, who thinks himself equal to or in a position to test Krishna, you know, he is not able to do that, as we'll see. So Krishna expands exactly as all the each and every one feature of the cowherd boys and cows. And by doing that, he provides pleasure to all the mother cows and the mother of the cowherd boys, you know, by having the reciprocation with them. And in the meanwhile, Brahma hides these boys, and he comes back to see that Krishna is expanded. into all the... He doesn't realize that, but he sees the cowherd boys there, the cows there. And he says, what's happened here? He goes back. They are there where he has left them. And then he comes back and then he goes. And then he is bewildered and he knows that this person is none other than my Supreme Lord. So we can see that even the likes of Lord Brahma are not equal to him or greater than him. Even though he is playing the role of a small boy while killing Agasura, he was 5 years old. Yeah? And Brahma's pastime took 1 year, one whole year, according to earthly calculations. So by the time the Brahma Leela ends, Krishna was 6 years old. So Lord Brahma finds, this is my Lord. So he surrenders to him with all his four heads. So we can see Brahma has four heads, intelligence personified. Krishna has only one head and that too, a head of a six-year-old. But that head is not an ordinary head. It is the head of a supreme personality of Godhead. Can't be equaled like that. So with his four heads, taking off his four crowns, he bows down before that Lord and says beautiful prayers, which are there, which we don't have time to go through. But by the time the Leela ends, then Krishna is 6 years old, and then he brings all the cowherd boys and friends back to, he brings the cows back to his cowherd friends, and they say, hey Krishna, you know, you just went and you've got them so soon, you know, and even though a year has passed. But Krishna, you know, because they were with Lord Brahma and they were sleeping, they didn't realize it, that a year had passed. And then they say, oh, just now you went and you have come. We are waiting for you. Here, come, have this morsel of, you know, food, prasadam, like that. And then Krishna eats. And then they start going towards the village of Raja. And on the way, Krishna shows them the skin of demon Agasura. And they all remember that. And on that day, when they go back, they say, they glorify Krishna's pastime of killing Agasura. Because even though a year has gone, because they were sleeping, they don't realize that Krishna's Pauganda Leela, his six-year-old Leela, have already begun. But they are still thinking that he is in his Balya Leela. They think he is his Balya Leela. So who can do that? Can anyone equal Krishna in that? Can anyone be superior to Krishna in anything? So, these reveal that we have to accept that position of the Lord, you know, of him being the supreme personality. And he is a person. He comes as a person. But he is no ordinary person. Yeah? Only the fools and rascals. Actually, mudas means also donkey. So, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashrita. Because Krishna comes in human form, everyone thinks, oh, he is also, you know, yes, he is a great person, but he is an ordinary person, you know. He is just having his leela, or he is a godly, one of the incarnations, like that. But Krishna says, no, I come, like Prabhupada explains, the king goes to the prison to have a look at the prison and, you know, enthuse prisoners to come out of it by transforming, like that. But the king can come out of the prison at any time. He is not bound by the bars. Similarly, Krishna is not bound like us by our karma. So, he comes in his spiritual form. Like that. His body is also spiritual. Like that. So, whether he is 6 years old, 5 years old, or whether he is the 125 years in Kurukshetra, he is the same Krishna, all powerful, and he is a person. But he is a supreme person because he is omnipotent, omnipresent and omniscient. So we can see that this, for in the material world, Lord Brahma holds a very superior position. But here, Brahma, you know, he finds out, he prays. In his prayers he says, oh Lord, he says, how did I think of, you know, covering your, you know, energy by my energy? Because I am confined to this material world, you know, in the land of earth, water, fire, air and ether. covered by matter, and you, from your pores of your expansion, trillions and trillions of universes and persons come out. You know, how did I even think of, you know, testing you? You know, so we can see that that person who we may, materially he is the topmost. No one can be more richer than Brahma, more powerful, more intelligent. You know, all the things that we aspire for, he is that. And that person is bowing down before that little boy, you know, who is the supreme person. You can see. And then another person who is supreme in the material world, you know, is considered supreme, is Lord Shiva. And that Lord Shiva then, you know, when he hears that, you know, during the Samudra Manthan, the churning of the milk ocean, when the nectar came and the demigods could not stop the demons, you know, taking the nectar, they called out to Lord Vishnu, you know, not knowing what to do, helplessly. And then Krishna came in the form of Mohini Murti, you know, mesmerizing the demons by his enchanting and exquisite beauty, and then taking the nectar from them and then giving it to the demigods. Yeah, making them powerful. And they defeated the demons. So Lord Shiva, when he hears it, he says, oh my God, I should see this form. And then he requests the Lord. He says, oh Lord, I want to see your, that form of yours, you know, which is so very beautiful. And Mother Parvati is there with him. And, you know, outside all the sages are sitting who worship Lord Shiva, you know, and including the ghosts, hobgoblins, you know, everyone who worship Lord Shiva. Actually, because he's so merciful to them, because he's Ashutosh, so very merciful, he wants to give them Krishna consciousness. So he, therefore, Lord Krishna loves Lord Shiva so much that he is a preacher who gives the glories to everyone, especially to the most fallen in this material world. This Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, this topmost Vaishnav. But we can see that this Vaishnav also, you know, can fall in illusion like Lord Brahma. So he says, yes, O Lord, I can see, I want to see that Lord, that form of yours. And then Mohini Murti, Lord Krishna asks, are you sure about this? You know, because even the demigods, they got the demons got enchanted by it. And they also have yogic powers. So are you sure you want to do that? So he said, yes, O Lord. So then Lord Krishna turns into Mohini Murti. And when Lord Shiva sees, he just forgets everything. Because the Lord, whatever he does, is inconceivable. You know, inconceivably attractive. And when he sees that form, he is overtaken by lust and started chasing Mohini Murti, leaving Mother Parvati sitting there, you know. And then he chases, and outside all the, you know, sages who worship him, they are saying, their supreme lord, Lord Shiva, chasing this woman, Mohini Murti. And they are saying, what is happening? You know. And then Lord Shiva chases and chases. And ultimately, Lord Shiva even ejaculates. You know, he comes to that position. And then Lord Krishna, you know, comes into his form and he tells Lord Shiva that this is why I didn't want to, you know, show you that form. But you asked for it. And then Lord Shiva shows his greatness, you know. He shows why he is the topmost Vaishnav. That he says, oh Lord, who else can do this? You are so great that you can bewilder even us, whom you have given so many potencies. So I bow down before you and before your enchanting form. He is not at all ashamed, or he doesn't feel anything, because he knows that it is only the Supreme Lord who can bewilder him. He knows, and Lord Brahma knows, that they are not equal and they are not supreme. They know their position very well. And therefore Krishna has given them that supreme position, you know, that many powers, you know, endowed them with that. And Lord Brahma actually, after the You know, in the Leela, after the Leela, he begs that, you know, I don't want this position of mine. I don't want anything of this material world. I just want to be a blade of grass somewhere in Vrindavan. So that some days when your pure devotees, those gopis, they walk on me as a grass and the dust of their lotus feet rubs on me, then I will develop that humility and their mood in which I can serve you. I long for that. And this is the supreme, you know, most richest, you know, in most intelligent person in this material planet. You know. The similarly, Lord Shiva also plays to Lord Krishna that I don't mind, you know, being fooled by you again and again, as long as it's you. Because these pastimes, you know, they show me my position, make me humble, and make me serve you in the right spirit, right? So we can see that Lord Krishna's position is like that. No one can be equal to him. No one can be superior to him in any form, like that. And then that's Lord Sri Krishna. He especially comes in this age of Kali as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, as is given here, and Nityananda Prabhu, you know. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually Radha Krishna combined. Krishna, of course, is, you know, he even says in the Bhagavad Gita, don't preach this science to the faithless, you know, because they can misuse it, you know, taking this knowledge and then, you know, using it for their own selfish purposes. So don't give it to them. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the combination of Radha and Krishna, he has that, the kindness and munificence of a mother. A mother is always kind to the children. And therefore, having that of Srimati Radharani, then they distribute the fruits of the tree of love of Godhead to everyone, whether they are qualified or not qualified. You know. And even Jagai and Madai, they gave it to them, the least qualified, just to show us that this is available to all. So that we may not think, though, I am not qualified. So, and then, the whole process that is given is surrender to this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brajesha Tanaya, to whom no one is equal in anything, whether it be their intention, whether in giving shelter, you know. We are always seeking shelter because we are always helpless, because we always find ourselves not being able to deal with the situations of this material world. Yeah, we find ourselves weak and helpless. Yeah, and we go to our parents, to our families, friends. We take shelter of our education, the degrees, the position, networking, you know, pleasing the people in powerful places to get powerful positions, even in devotional life, you know, so that we can, you know, play a certain role, look good or whatever that is, that thing. But all those positions, they are temporary. People holding them are also temporary. You know, those are just the positions given to them. And ultimately, they can't help us because we also bring our karma. So even if they help us, they are bound by that. We are bound by taking shelter of fallible soldiers. But ultimately, if we take shelter of Krishna, especially in this age through his holy name, yeah, then that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings, Lord Nityananda brings. Then, you know, you have the shelter of one to whom no one is equal. No one can equal him. He has that many powers. His opulences exceed that of anyone. In fact, everything rests upon him, he says. So everything that we see in this world, the wealth of everyone, the beauty of everyone, the strength of everyone, the wisdom of everyone, the renunciation of everyone, is all there in Krishna. So why then take shelter of anyone except for him? But our philosophy that is given is Mahajano Yena Gatha Sapanta. that one who takes shelter of Krishna and thinks, oh yes, that is everything, then I don't want anyone. That is also wrong. He is a Kanishta Adhikari. Then, Mahajana Yena Gatha Sapanta means, we have to take shelter of those who have taken shelter of Krishna. But we have to find those souls. That is very important. Because those souls are very rare. So our spiritual masters and all, they are those souls. And we have to take shelter of them. You know, that is very important. We have to find out first who those souls are. Otherwise we may be, you know, even in devotional life, we may be fooled by people who really aren't in those positions, you know, of those positions of giving shelter and guiding us to the real path of Krishna consciousness, like that. So these Mahajans, they give us that path. And even though no one is equal to or greater than Krishna, then that great Krishna, what does he take pleasure in? He takes pleasure in being even lower than his greatest devotees. You know? He takes pleasure in serving his devotees. Bhattavatsa, you know, Dina Bandhu, Karuna Sindhu, Daya Nidhan, Dina Nath, you know. He is so merciful that as soon as he sees anyone doing even a little bit for him, then he immediately gives himself to them and serves them. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings this process where he shows that devotional service to Krishna is greater than Krishna, because it makes even the Supreme Personality of Godhead serve that particular devotee who gives himself to him. Like that. So I'll stop there. I think my time is up. Is there any questions, comments, realizations?